All right, early birds. Welcome back to Early Riser Mindset. Asher Blake here, your daily dose of motivation before the world even thinks about turning on its coffee machine. Today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating self-compassion and acceptance. Ever feel like you're running a marathon against yourself? You know that feeling when you trip, stumble, or just plain miss the mark, and your inner critic starts launching a full-on verbal assault? We've all been there. But what if we could change that narrative? What if, instead of beating ourselves up, we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we offer to our friends? That's the magic of self-compassion. It's about recognizing that you are human, you will make mistakes, and that's okay. It's about offering yourself a warm hug when things get tough, instead of punching yourself in the gut with negativity. Think of it this way. Imagine your best friend is having a rough day. Would you berate them for every little misstep? Nope. You'd probably offer a listening ear, some words of encouragement, and maybe even a slice of their favorite cake. Now, apply that same level of kindness to yourself. Here are five powerful ways to start cultivating self-compassion. First off, practice mindfulness. It's about being present in the moment, without judgment. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them, but don't get swept away. Just observe them like clouds passing by. It's a practice, not perfection. Think of it like learning to play an instrument. It takes time and dedication. But with consistent effort, you'll be able to quiet that inner critic. Secondly, challenge your negative self-talk. We all have that inner voice that whispers doubts and insecurities. But what if we could rewire that programming? When you catch yourself saying something harsh or critical, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? If not, why am I saying it to myself? Treat yourself with the same respect and kindness you would offer someone you care about. Next up, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about making time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply spending time with loved ones. Remember, you deserve to be happy and fulfilled. Now, remember that mistakes are opportunities for growth. We all make them. It's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on past blunders, view them as learning experiences. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I do things differently next time? This shift in perspective can be incredibly empowering. And finally, surround yourself with supportive people. Having a strong network of friends and family who offer encouragement and understanding can make a world of difference. Spend time with people who lift you up and believe in your potential. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years back, I was working on a big project that felt like it was constantly slipping through my fingers. I was riddled with self-doubt, second-guessing every decision I made. But then I remembered something my mentor always said, treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer to a dear friend. So, instead of berating myself for every setback, I started taking breaks, practicing mindfulness, and reminding myself that it's okay to make mistakes. And guess what? It worked. Not only did I finish the project successfully, but I also learned a valuable lesson about self-compassion along the way. Remember, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness, starting with yourself. By practicing self-compassion, you'll not only reduce stress and anxiety but also unlock your full potential and live a more fulfilling life. So, go ahead, be kind to yourself today. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently today to cultivate more self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Remember, every small step counts. And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell for daily doses of inspiration. Until next time, keep rising.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.